Danielle's to Cottrell, September 27, 1907. Tacoma Park Station, Washington, September 27, 1907. Elder Cottrell, Mountain View, California. Brother Cottrell, I have your letter written September 12th, in which you speak of your plans for the medical convention to be held at Loma Linda beginning October 28th. In this, you state that you expect I am planning to attend the convention. I received similar letters from W.C. White Reaser and Dr. Ledsworth. I am willing, Elder Cottrell, to go to the coast to attend this convention, if the Pacific Coast Brethren feel that under the circumstances I should do so. I had been hoping that I might attend your next session of the Pacific Union Conference, but of course you will not expect me to do so if I attend the medical convention. It takes a long time to cross the continent, and I do not think you will deem it wise for me to go back to the Union Conference in January, after having been there in November. I am somewhat surprised that the Brethren arranged for these meetings so near together, so that the General Conference representative from the East could attend both with one trip. I am continually under very heavy pressure, and notwithstanding my constant efforts to distribute responsibilities and shove everything I possibly can to the desks of those in charge of the different departments, a tremendous volume of work continually rests upon me. I do not feel free to take a stenographer across the continent to spend 4 weeks or nearly that amount of time getting back and forth. It seems altogether too much, and for that reason, I do not suppose you will think of urging me to attend your Union Conference, providing I am present at the medical convention. I may not understand matters clearly, but it seems to me that I could render the cause on the coast much more service in the Union Conference than in the medical convention. I should think Dr. Kress, Dr. George, and other leading physicians could be of far more service in the medical convention than I could. If these brethren could attend your convention, and I could be released then and could be with you in the Union Conference. I shall not press the matter one way or the other, knowing that I cannot attend but one of your meetings. You must decide which one that shall be. I suppose it would be difficult for you to change the time of holding your convention from October to January. I shall send a copy of this letter to Brother White and Dr. Ledsworth. In our committee council, it was thought that I should urge you to postpone the time of your medical convention. But in looking over the correspondence, I do not feel that I have the boldness to ask that this be done. I hope that your coming convention, and also Union Conference session, will prove to be cause of great blessing to the work on the Pacific Coast. Wishing you every blessing, I am your sincere brother, Danielle's.